Please rise and join us for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? Meet with department heads and elected officials. Sarah Doty, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. Just working on payroll this week and getting things caught up from being gone last week, so nothing new to report this time.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Good morning. Nothing really new to report, just keeping busy like always.
Thanks, Colin.
Yep.
Kevin Glendinney, Des Moines County Sheriff.
Good morning. Attended the North Des Moines County Rural Fire District meeting last night. That was interesting and educational. They have an annual meeting where they set their budget and all the township trustees get together. That's the fire district more known as Mediapolis, but it's actually ran by the townships and Mediapolis contracts with the townships. So just met with them about the 911 project and where we're at on that. But good meeting. Have a couple public hearings this week for the 911 board and then EMA. And other than that, things are going really well. At the jail, we're at 83 adults this morning. 13 of those are out of county, plus 3 juveniles. We have several heading out this week, but unfortunately we have several coming back.
Where'd they come back from?
We have one in Chicago, one from Missouri, just out of county warrants, or out of county pickups that they got picked up on local warrants. So we have at least 3 that we have scheduled to go pick up. 2 of them are getting picked up today. So just the nature of the business.
Thanks, but you can't hide.
Thanks, Sheriff. Rodney Boyson, maintenance.
Good morning. Nothing new this morning.
Jared Lasseter, land use.
Same thing here, pretty much nothing new to report, just have one item on the agenda.
Chris Sweet, conservation.
2 things for you today.
Oh, no, yeah, the first one.
We cleared our floodplain permitting issue with Stars Cave, so we're up and rolling on that, which is good. Appreciate Jared's help on that. And then we do have a couple positions listed online, our summer intern positions, and then our permanent part-time positions that we've had vacant for a while. We've got those relisted online, so anybody wants to come work for conservation over the summer, or seasonally, or part-time for a while, hit us up.
Thanks, Chris. Janelle Malley-Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy, nothing new to report.
Gonna get busy in about a month.
Oh yeah, they're trickling in a little bit now, but yeah, it'll be a lot heavier next month.
Thanks, Chanel. Mm-hmm. Ken Heinemann, Mohassi.
Yes, the Mental Health Agency of Southeast Iowa met again last week, and I guess the one thing I would share with you today is what Brian gave us, the summary of the bill that is going to affect behavioral health. Give you her summary. She talks with Health and Human Services and with the CEOs. She has a better grasp on it than I do, to be honest with you. I'm not on the legislative review committee or anything, but we spent a lot of time last week, both in the morning session for stakeholders group and in the afternoon session with governing board, just talking about different aspects of this bill, and there's a lot more that will be coming on it. There's just so many things that we're speculating at this point because we don't know all the details, but that's what I know so far, so I just thought I'd give you that.
Thank you, Ken.
Uh-huh.
Gonna change, we're just not sure how.
Yeah. We hope it's all for the good. Putting mental health, behavioral health with substance abuse sounds like a great idea that's needed to happen for a long time. That part of it makes sense. So
it's just depends on how they do it.
How they do it, yeah. All the details of it. So
Thanks again. Shannon Cradle, emergency manager.
So I've been harping for weeks. Tonight is the night. It's our weather spotter course. So if you do have social media, if you could share it from our page. We are trying to get the word out as much as possible. It looks like it's going to be a good night for it. So Capitol Theater, 6 to 8 p.m. is the severe weather spotter course with the National Weather Service.
Thanks, Shannon. Krista Pogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We're keeping busy. We did receive some new COVID-19 isolation guidance from Iowa Department of Public Health. I'm just going to go ahead and read it, that way I make sure I don't miss anything. The landscape of COVID-19 has transformed significantly since its onset, with substantial immunity developed through the natural infection and or vaccination, alongside with advancements in available treatment options for infected people. These developments have contributed to a decrease in hospitalization and mortality rates than prior winter seasons during the pandemic. Given these changes, there was a need to revise isolation guidelines to reflect the current understanding of the virus's transmission and impact. The shift in guidance acknowledges that COVID-19 has still the potential to cause serious disease, but also aims to minimize the disruptive nature impact of isolation in schools and workplaces. COVID-19 infections can be mildly symptomatic or asymptomatic, and many people are no longer testing or not aware of their infection if they have it. A symptom-based approach is consistent with other viral respiratory infection recommendations. This change provides for unified exclusion criteria based on the individual respiratory symptoms, irrespective of the underlying virus, COVID-19 or influenza or etc. The recommendation for those with respiratory symptoms, not just those with COVID-19, is to be excluded until fever-free for 24 hours without the use of fever-reducing medication and respiratory symptoms are mild and improving. The child illness exclusion criteria for education and care settings document was modified to update the new exclusions. And this does not apply to hospitals or healthcare settings. So it looks like we're moving forward with those isolation guidelines.
Good. Thanks, Krista. Brian Carter, Des Moines County Engineer.
Good morning. Kind of wrapped up our number of bids. We did bid some pile driving kind of work for a contractor last week, so that's for a small bridge in the bottom. So we got bids on that, had three bidders, happy to see that. So we'll get in touch with them and figure out some scheduling this summer on that work. We did touch base with the contractors for the two ARPA bridges, or for the contractor, I should say, and sounds like they're looking at more like a May or even a June start on those. So I told you maybe that we might see some winter work on one of those, but they have other winter work projects right now that takes priority because they have free winter work on those, and we did not have free winter work. They were going to get charged working days. So sounds like both of those projects will probably be a late spring, early summer. So we'll at some point, if I get a better feel, we'll send out some letters to some of the residents right there, and I'll obviously keep you guys up to date. But that's timing-wise on those bridges. It looks like it's going to be a little bit. And then the contractor that's going to do the concrete paving on Golf Course Road Hill isn't sure of their timing yet. So we reached out to them after you guys approved that contract last week, and they're still kind of figuring out their schedule. I think contractors are still looking for work right now, to be honest with you. I think they're hesitant to commit the stuff because they're still trying to find more jobs. So, but either way, when I have a better idea on timing and all that, certainly we'll get it out for the media and for the public and for you guys, and try to let everybody know that we can. Otherwise, our guys are out. We're just, I guess, doing summer maintenance. I mean, why not, I guess. So the guys are going to start kind of a regular, more blading pattern, I guess I would say. So, we're actually working on a little bridge clear down the south end of the county with our maintenance crew. So, and we're possibly going to start up some ditching operations here in the next couple days. So, I guess we're going to accept the fact that at the moment it's really mild, and we're going to get going on some stuff that we wouldn't normally be doing in February.
Brian, was there anything going on Tamman Road down through there?
bunch of trucks run down. I had a guy ask me yesterday about that.
Well, there's nothing county related. If they were running yesterday, we were all off work and there was no projects going on, but there's certainly the possibility of a private project or a or something like that going on down there. I'm not aware of anything specific, okay. But it wouldn't be anything county related.
Okay.
So.
That gives me an answer.
Concrete trucks or?
Just trucks hauling rock and that.
Yeah, I would guess somebody's doing some construction of some type, but I'm not aware. If I find anything out, I'll let you know.
Okay. Before we move on, somebody had a birthday yesterday. He said he's been 20 years old for the last 21 years.
Well, you guys really shouldn't have. Is there any cake or anything for me?
Is that right, Colin?
Yeah.
No. Oh, it's about Colin. I had to do that for me, Tom.
Happy birthday, Colin.
I appreciate all the county offices taking off from our birthday.
I knew I was celebrating something.
You still got emails,
didn't you? His face does turn a little red, doesn't it?
Think of the YouTube viewership and we sang happy birthday to him right on YouTube.
God, I see we've only got two viewers. Our numbers have gone down over there. Okay. Correspondence.
I have none.
Proceed to discussion and vote. We have a accounts payable claim in the amount of $837,389.78.
Move to approve.
Second. Sarah?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane Campbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We missed stamps.
Oh. You need those?
Time out.
She's new.
Yeah. First day on the job.
Yeah. You took your birthday off and
yeah.
Whole county went to hell.
Short trip.
One thing about it now, he looked too old to go out there and cut wood, isn't he?
That's right. But, yeah. That'll be my excuse now.
What'd you say, this is his 20th anniversary of his 21st birthday?
Yep.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Okay. Did we vote on this?
We did.
Okay. Yes. Tells you a lot about my memory. We have payroll reimbursement claims in the amount of $246.83. And non-cash taxable reimbursement claims in the amount of $8.55.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Tom Broker?
Yes. DHS must finally gotten back to us. I see we've got the DHS tax suspension list. These are up. The County Board of Supervisors annually send to the Department of Human Services the names of the persons receiving a tax suspension for their annual review to verify the continuing eligibility of each name on the list. And then they sometimes a little tardily return the list to the Board of Supervisors. This is just a suspension, it's not an elimination. When that individual is capable of paying those taxes, or when that property is transferred or sold, then those taxes become due.
I move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. have a resolution 2024-12 for the UD subdivisions. I suspect Jarrett's here about that.
Yeah, this may sound a little bit familiar, although it's been a while. This one was actually approved. It's a minor one-lot subdivision south of Burlington on up a Summer Street. Basically, all they're doing is it's almost 2.5 acres, but they're just selling it between neighbors, where there's somebody that owns like a pretty large acreage that includes a pond. And the pond and the area around it would be sold to the neighboring property owner that has a house on, I think it's about 2/3 of an acre. So it would just be enlarging that existing property, but because it's more than double, it qualifies as a subdivision. So when this was originally approved back in summer of 2022, obviously we have a requirement that plats get recorded within 6 months of recording, of approval, but unfortunately, there was an issue with the mortgage holder on the 50-acre property that they would not initially sign off on it. So unfortunately, it's been well over 6 months since that was done. So in accordance with how we've handled these in the past, we are simply we're offering the existing approved plat and a resolution to affirm approval of that plat in order to go to recording, because we did just recently receive word from the subdivider's attorney that they did get that mortgage holder sign off finally. So it should be ready to go once it's reapproved. So that's all I have on that.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Broker.
Yes. Thank you, Colin.
Colin.
I apologize, Jared.
Them two guys looking at each other. I don't know if that was so bad.
Well, I thought maybe it was Jared's birthday too. We have reports. We have the clerk of court's report of fees collected for January 2024. This report will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review at your convenience. We have minutes for the regular meeting of February 13th, 2024.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes, please.
Jim Perry.
Yes.
Tom Roker.
Yes.
My wife was hollering at me, I ignored you.
Any other business?
I have none.
I have none. Future agenda items. Committee reports.
I had a regional utility service systems and things going along pretty good. We had our monthly or yearly rate changes coming up for starting in July. Everything went up about 3%. And City of Argyle down there, which is their system that was put in, they had a ball field down there about 5 or 6 years ago. And so that association quit paying for everything, you know, for the services. So the county, going that back to the county when they have to pay it, then that makes the county liable for it. Well, the supervisors at that time says, cut them off, take the system down. So they did. They took the pump out and shut it down. Now they want to get that ball association going again. So our meeting last couple times has been set around that City of Argyle, and the association is willing to pay 1 year in advance and pay to have the pump net put back in. So it's going to cost them $5,000, but they want to get that ball field back open and get some activities down there for the kids, which I think is a good idea. But So we voted on that. We voted to go ahead and do that. And Lee County Supervisor was there, and he said he was all for that. But if they didn't pay, then they're going to have the pump full. So that's where we're at on it. So it looks like they're going to go ahead and do it.
I have nothing to report.
Give me an update on that. So.
You've got that rust board pretty well straightened out. That used to be here. The worst thing about that board, if I could veer off course for a moment like I do, is that they had a patent attorney on it once. If anybody ever asks you to join a board or a commission or a committee with a patent attorney on it,
tell them no.
Decline. Out of the blue, he would call you at home or whatever about some, I don't know if it was him, I think it was patent attorneys though, so.
Yeah, because you know when I got on the board, you was there, you had that.
Oh yeah.
That's how I ended up with it.
I was so tickled to see a new supervisor that we could slide that off on.
So that's what you guys did to me.
Yep.
Appreciate your honesty.
I was right, that.
He was a charmer. I attended the governing board meeting that Ken was talking about for the mental health agency in Southeast Iowa, and besides a discussion of the behavioral health systems. I couldn't make it to the meeting before that, but we do have two requests for proposals now for the IRSH, or the Intensive Residential Service Home, needs additional beds. So we've got out a request for a proposal like that, and a request for a proposal for ACT, is Assertive Community Treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Services here in this region, which I know we've been trying to attract for some time, but Bobby said that there's some optimism this time that somebody's going to step up to.
The hospital's inquired about it, so.
This one?
Yep, so for the ACT team. So, and the new guy, I think his name's John from the hospital.
I can't remember his last name, but might be.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. So okay. He's, during our last CIT meeting, he asked about it, and so we got him some details on it. We'll see what happens from that. But yeah, the ACT team, we have an ACT team over in Ottumwa side of the region, and it'd be nice to have one over here on this side of the region. And then we have an IRSH home here in Burlington, and it'd be nice to have some beds over on the other side of the region for the IRSH home.
Yeah.
So we'll see if anybody responds to those, but it sounds like we're getting some interest. I hope they respond. So.
Yeah, that's that'd be a nice addition to the mobile crisis services that are available now. So.
Yeah.
That's all I had. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, you can email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's B-O-A-R-D @dmcounty.com. Or you can call 319-753-8203 extension 4. That's 319-753-8203 extension 4. We'll give you a couple minutes to initiate that call or that email. In the meantime, is anybody in attendance have any questions or comments?
I did forget to mention one thing. I ran into a couple of ports and construction guys. That's a construction company doing the Tiger Grant project for the city.
Uh-huh.
I ran into them, I believe it was last Thursday, and they were looking at starting construction back up again today. Not out here, but they had some other stuff going on, but they said they were planning on starting today and hopefully be completely done in 6 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know when they'll make it down here. The meetings start back up again this Wednesday, so I may have some more information on when they might get down in this direction. But we plan on wrapping that whole thing up here in the next 6 weeks. So here in a few, like I say, I don't know when, but within the 6 weeks, they'll be out front doing the sidewalks on both sides of Main Street here at some point. So.
Okay. Well, that's nice to have an end date to look forward to. That
obviously weather pending.
Yeah. Well, not how construction works.
Yeah.
Reference the COVID update.
wondering if it would be worth the county or acceptable for the county to rescind their past COVID policy.
Did we ever, haven't ever done anything with it?
I don't know. We had talked about that following the CDC guidelines.
Yeah.
I don't know that that was ever signed off on, and then this one came through, so I don't know if it'd be worth updating the county policy.
I think that we still do, I think we had one in place, and I don't think we ever did anything as far as taking it away, and then we just kind of followed the CDC guidelines,
Can we just get that rescinded?
Okay.
That may be a resolution for next week.
Yep.
Okay.
Every now and then a COVID test pops up and
yes.
they have questions.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Thanks, Sheriff. Good idea. Anybody else?
I had a county engineer mention, and I have not had time to look. It was at the end of last week, and maybe you guys have seen an email that I have not, but supposedly ISAC set something out that there's a bill being proposed that would supersede any wind turbine siting ordinances that counties have already passed. I don't know this to be a fact because this is hearsay.
Yeah.
And I haven't had time, so I guess I wanted to mention that just because I haven't had time to chase it, and we haven't seen the email come through our office. So I guess I thought I'd throw that out there.
I've heard rumors of something like that be coming down the pike here one of these years. So.
Where they're just going to have statewide.
Right, yeah. It seems to be kind of consistent with some of the legislative priorities on that in recent years, but we'll see. Keep an eye on it.
Well, the current legislature seems to, even though they like to say local control, seem to be passing laws and suggesting laws that go completely counter to that. So I don't imagine that this is a good thing in general for counties that had reasons behind what they did.
Right.
So
I totally agree. There's been zoning related things that I would say was similar to that in terms of reducing local control rather than bolstering it. So.
Yep. I don't know. Wanted to mention it in case you guys see that. I'd like to get my eyes on it if there's something out there.
I haven't seen, but I did read or hear something that they were looking at something.
Okay.
Those requirements. So
same rumor then. So
yeah. Okay. Anyone else? No. 5 minutes. Well, we shot our 2 minutes to hell. So with an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
And we have a work session with the department heads regarding workman's compensation following the meeting.